The pain has a loose tooth. He wiggles it all day long. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. You'd think it was the first loose tooth in the history of the world. Today, at the school bus stop, he opened his mouth. "Look at this," he called proudly. The tooth was hanging by a thread. I could have reminded him that by the time I was in first grade, I'd already lost 3 teeth. But I didn't. Instead, when we got on the school bus, I offered to finish the job for him. But he shut his mouth and shook his head. "Okay, fine," I told him. "But don't come crying to me if you swallow it." Just as the bus pulled up to school, the pain yelled, "Look! It fell out!" And he held up his tooth. Everyone cheered. When we got off the bus, he tried to give it to me. "I don't want your yucky tooth," I told him. "But I'll lose it," he cried. "Not if you're careful." "But I lose everything." "Too bad." "I'll give you half of whatever the tooth fairy brings," he said. Half of whatever the tooth fairy brings, I thought. Since it's his first tooth, that could mean more loot than usual. "Come on, Abigail," the pain said, shoving his tooth in my face. "We split it 50-50, I asked.
"Is that half?"
"Yes," I told him. "Exactly half."
"Okay," he said. "Deal."
We shook on it. Then I took his tooth. The pain gave me a silly smile. He looked like a mini dragon with that gap between his teeth. As soon as he walked away, I started to worry. What if I lose his tooth? Think how disappointed he'll be. All day at school, I worried. During recess, I wanted to jump rope with Kaylee, but I was too scared I'd lose the tooth. Kaylee told me to put it in my pocket. "What if it falls out?" I asked. "Give it to me," she said. "I'll hold it while you jump." In art class, I drew pictures of teeth. At lunch, I kept the tooth next to my sandwich as if it was a piece of candy. During science, I checked it under the microscope. Miss Valdez was impressed. She thought it was my tooth. "It's my brother's," I explained. "His first, and I'm responsible for it." Miss Valdez gave me an envelope.
"Put it in here," she said.
I dropped the tooth inside. Miss Valdez licked the flap and pressed it closed. Then I wrote on the front, "The pain's tooth. Handle with care." Finally, the school day ended. It was the longest school day in the history of the world. On the bus going home, the pain asked to have his tooth back. I was so glad to give him the envelope. Now my worries were over.